Rick, we've got a corn utilization and technology conference taking place, and I know you've been here in some of the sessions and maybe had some interaction with attendees here. What are your thoughts at this point and what you're seeing take place with this particular program?
Well, we do this every 2 years, and I'm always rejuvenated by the ideas, the enthusiasm, the energy. Sometimes we get out in the media and hear all this nonsense about food versus fuel and other kinds of things, and yet the exciting story in agriculture and in corn in particular is the productivity that's going on in the private sector investment and the cooperation with the public sector. And you get to one of these conferences and you're looking out beyond this year or next year, you're looking out 10 years and 15 years and seeing the exciting new things that are coming, the increases in productivity, the ability to create new products, and it's just really exciting to see what's going on.
Well, I know in talking to some exhibitors and in one of the sessions, just remember hearing or seeing this, I don't want to call it prediction, but looking out, like you said, in terms of yield, not only the advances we've already seen in the past, but the ones we have yet to see in the future, which are, as best I can tell, as from a media standpoint, look to me like we can satisfy this demand and meet the needs, right?
We really can. There is not a conflict between food and fuel. The people that tee that up make it sound like we have a fixed amount and we're either goes one place or the other. Mm-hmm. But the reality, the pie is growing. We're producing more. We have more corn available this year than we did last year, and we have more last year than we did the year before, and we have this huge productivity. So we need a home for it. We need a place to use it. And so it is not a versus. It's an and. Yeah. And that's what's exciting.
Yeah, I kind of dropped the versus thing, and we like to say food and fuel. Because that's the reality. Well, as we look at not just the biofuels issue or the biofuels production projects and things that are being presented here, there are certainly other types of utilization projects or methods that are being discussed here as well, right?
There really are. One good example, this conference has been going on for 10 years or so, and things always seem to be out in the future. Right now, as we speak, we are installing carpeting in our office that's made from corn. Now, that's just phenomenal, but it was always, we were going to have it, we had samples. We have it in our office now. It's in my office. It's completely made out of corn. So it takes a while for these things to become reality. And so there's all these really neat ideas about taking co-products or byproducts or doing different things, and yet we are seeing them come to reality. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's not a one-trick pony. We need a whole bunch of things, but these are things that I'm a believer that some of these things will be reality.
And I'd like to touch just briefly on the fact that it seems like we have a fair number of international visitors here that are, I don't know if that's surprising or normal, not having been to a conference for a few years myself, but when we look at the interest around the globe for what American companies and universities are doing to research and bring new products to the marketplace, how would you describe the international interest there?
Well, it's really exciting too. You have to realize that the United States is the center of corn production and corn technology and corn utilization. We have a real comparative advantage, not only in our productivity. I mean, corn is a Native American plant, but we also have more technology in the private sector and the public sector going on than anywhere else. So people around the world come here to see what we're doing. We're the clear leaders in this, and then they have some ideas. They have some things. I have a shirt that the last one of these conferences, a gentleman from China came and gave me a shirt. It was completely made out of corn. Great shirt. It even had some better properties than the ones we had at that time in the U.S. So, again, you get this cross-fertilization of ideas going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other thoughts you might want to offer about this conference or anything else that might be on your mind right now?
Well, again, I'll just reemphasize that, to me, the story that's being spun in the media as if we are limited in what we can do in agriculture, as if we're taking things away from people, is really a sad story. The real story is technology. And people tend to think of agriculture as static and old, and it's really not. It's vibrant. It's dynamic. We have tremendous new technology taking place. I mean, the agriculture is where the cutting edge of biotechnology is taking place, the real application of things commercially. And so that's the story that needs to be captured and sent out to the public and to the media about tremendous new exciting things we can do, and this conference helps capture that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Rick, for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.